بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had commenced the discussion pertaining to good character, what is known as akhlaqi hamida, for a person to develop within himself those characteristics, attributes, qualities that make one's life valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In reality, our worth, our value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not dependent on our external form, the wealth we have. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is very clear. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَأَجْسَادِكُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when determining the worth and the value of any person, does not look at the external form. We know generally how much of effort is placed on securing the health of the external body, whether it be with regard to fitness, training, gym time, medication that is taken, a person falls ill, he becomes concerned that physically my body must be at optimal level. And definitely this is an amanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a person to look after his body, to be in good health, to be fit. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at this to gauge our worth and our value. وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at a person's heart, a person's actions. What qualities, what characteristics, what attributes does a person have within himself? This will determine his value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. When it comes to those attributes that form the basis of good character, then we find that Mashayikh mentioned the very first or the starting point of good character is for a person to develop the quality of ikhlas. Ikhlas generally we translate as sincerity. But a more apt translation is purity of intention. When a person intends something, he carries out any action, then his intention, his objective, his goal is absolutely clear and pure. In Arabic, the word ikhlas is derived from the word khalis. Khalis, the Arabs would say, labanun khalis. When milk was taken out of an animal, and there was no water added to that milk, no additives, no preservatives in our time, it was absolutely pure as it was taken out of the animal, it was then presented before you. This was called labanun khalis. It's pure, it's got nothing added to it. So in the same way, ulama explain that ikhlas is when a person does something, his heart, the direction of the heart, the qibla of the heart is absolutely pure. It is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And nobody else shares in that action. He's not doing it for any ulterior motive. So this is ikhlas. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to conscientize ourselves. If a person does not develop ikhlas within himself. Shufay al-Asbahi rahimahullah was a tabi'i. He came after the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he met Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So he says, on one occasion I came to Medina Munawwara, and when I arrived I noticed that there was a group of people gathered around one man, and they were listening very attentively to what he was saying. So I sat down in the gathering, and I realized this person was narrating hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when that gathering had terminated, then I inquired as to who was this person. And it was then said to me that this is Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he says, I seized the opportunity, I went to him, and I said, O Abu Huraira, I ask you in the name of Allah, please narrate to me a hadith that you heard, preserved and understood from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu replies that I will definitely narrate to you something. And before he can go any further, he falls unconscious. They revive him, and then he looks at Shufay, and he says to him, did you request that I narrate to you a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says, yes. He says, I'll narrate to you something that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned to me in this very room, when there was nobody besides him and myself. And as he is about to narrate the hadith, once again he falls unconscious. Again he is revived, and again he says, did you ask me to narrate to you a hadith? And this time he falls unconscious again. And now Shufay says that on the third occasion, it was for a lengthy period of time, his entire body fell forward, and I had to support him on my chest. Finally, when he regained consciousness, he now finds the strength and the courage to narrate the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says that on the day of Qiyamah, the entirety of mankind will be gathered before Allah. Kullun nasi jathiya. And they will all be kneeling on their knees in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, waiting for hisab to start. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call forward three people. The first person that will be brought forward was a qari of the Qur'an, a person who was well-versed, skilled in the recitation of the Qur'an Sharif. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, that did I not bestow upon you my kalam, my speech, which I had revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The person will say, yes, definitely you did. What did you do with it? So he will say, oh Allah, I stood by it night, day and night. I recited it during the day and night, and I lived by the dictates of the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, kathabt, you're speaking a lie. And then the angels will also echo this, that you're speaking a lie. You recited the Qur'an so that people can call you a qari, so they can say how good your recitation was. In other words, you did it for recognition, and you got this recognition in this world, now you are dispatched to the fire of Jahannam. Then the second person will be brought, a person who was very wealthy. He enjoyed great bounties of Allah in this world. Allah will say to him, did I not bestow upon you my wealth? And I made things very easy and comfortable for you in your life in this world. What did you do with it? He will say, oh Allah, I joined family ties. And I spent in good avenues and good causes. I spent for your deen. Again Allah will say to him, kathabt, you're speaking a lie. Angels will echo this, you're speaking a lie. You spent your wealth so that people can call you generous. That look at the projects he is doing. And look at how much he is assisting this masjid, this madrasa, or this organization. He's contributing here and there. You did it for name and fame, and you got your recognition, now go to the fire of Jahannam. And then the third person will be brought, a shaheed, a martyr in the path of Allah. And Allah will say to him, did I not bless you with shahadat? He will say, yes, O Allah. I went onto the battlefield and I fought bravely, and I fought for your sake. Allah will say to him, you're speaking a lie. Angels will say, you're speaking a lie. You fought so that people can call you a brave person, so that they can witness your heroics on the battlefield. And this recognition was given to you, now go to the fire of Jahannam. And then Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tapped my knee. And he said, O Abu Huraira, ulaika thalatha awwalu khalqillah tusa'aru bihimun naru yawm al-qiyamah. These three will be the first of Allah's creation, by which the fire of Jahannam will be kindled on the day of Qiyamah. Why? They didn't have ikhlas and sincerity. They did carried out these actions outwardly, good actions, but they did not do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So purity of intention, here ulama explain also, that ikhlas is not restricted or confined to our a'mal, our ibadat, but when it comes to our worldly dealings also. How many times we find the husband brings a gift for the wife, or he suddenly is helping her with the chores at home. He's washing the dishes, cleaning the dastarkhan. Why? Because he knows next weekend there's a fishing trip. I need my visa to be approved. So he's doing a good action. But there's no ikhlas. There's no sincerity. The intention is tainted. So a person will not be rewarded for this by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes to ikhlas, sincerity, ulama explained very, very simple. We hear this in the path of Allah, that when a person is carrying out an action, before doing the action, correct the heart. What is the qibla of my mind, my heart right now? This is for Allah. Whether it be my a'mal, my ibadat, my fasting, my taraweeh, my business, some kind gesture I show to others, this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In reality, only Allah can reward me. Somebody may praise me, somebody may give me a pat on the back, but that is it. True reward can only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before the action, when a person is carrying out the action, after the action, correct the qibla of the heart, inshallah. Even though some taint does come into the mind, into the heart, but a person makes an effort in this regard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will count one from amongst the mukhliseen and the sincere ones. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.